Hello and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Revision with me, your tutor. Today we're diving into one of the most fundamental and frequently examined topics in chemistry, covalent bonding. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, or OCR, I promise you this topic will come up, and by the end of this episode, you'll feel completely confident tackling any question the examiners throw at you. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's start with the absolute basics. A covalent bond is formed when two nonmetal atoms share a pair of electrons. That's the definition you need to know word for word. Write it down. A covalent bond is a shared pair of electrons between two nonmetal atoms. Now, why does sharing happen? Think of it this way. Atoms are happiest, most stable, when their outer electron shell is full. For most atoms, that means having 8 electrons in the outer shell. Hydrogen is the exception, it just needs 2. When two nonmetal atoms come together, neither of them wants to give electrons away completely. That's what happens in ionic bonding, where metals give electrons to nonmetals. In covalent bonding, both atoms hold on, and they share. It's like two friends sharing a pizza, both get to enjoy it, and both feel satisfied. The result of this sharing is that both atoms achieve a full outer shell, and they become bonded together. The molecule formed is held together by the electrostatic attraction between the positively charged nuclei of both atoms and the negatively charged shared electrons between them. That electrostatic attraction is the covalent bond. Now, the main way examiners test covalent bonding at GCSE is through dot and cross diagrams. These are diagrams where you represent the electrons of one atom as dots and the electrons of the other atom as crosses. The shared pair sits in the overlapping region between the two atoms' outer shells. Let me walk you through the 6 key molecules you absolutely must be able to draw. These are the ones specified in the GCSE chemistry specifications across all major exam boards. First, hydrogen, H2. Hydrogen has 1 electron in its outer shell. 2 hydrogen atoms each contribute 1 electron to form a shared pair. In the dot and cross diagram, you draw 2 overlapping circles, one for each hydrogen atom. In the overlap region, you place 1 dot and 1 cross. That's the shared pair. Each hydrogen now effectively has 2 electrons in its shell, a full shell. Simple and clean. Second, hydrogen chloride, HCl. Chlorine has 7 electrons in its outer shell. It needs 1 more to complete it. Hydrogen has 1 electron. They share 1 pair. In the diagram, draw a small circle for hydrogen with 1 electron, overlapping with a large circle for chlorine, showing all 7 outer electrons. In the overlap, place the shared pair. Chlorine also has 3 lone pairs of electrons that are not shared, shown around the outside of the chlorine circle. Don't forget those lone pairs. Examiners will penalize you if you leave them out. Third, water, H2O. Oxygen has 6 outer electrons and needs 2 more. It forms 2 covalent bonds, one with each hydrogen atom. In the diagram, oxygen is in the middle with 2 overlapping regions, one for each hydrogen. Oxygen also has 2 lone pairs on the top and bottom. This is really important. Water has 2 lone pairs and 2 bonding pairs. Make sure all 6 outer electrons of oxygen are accounted for in your diagram. Fourth, methane, CH4. Carbon has 4 outer electrons and needs 4 more. It forms 4 covalent bonds with 4 hydrogen atoms. In the dot and cross diagram, carbon is central with 4 overlapping circles around it, one for each hydrogen. Each overlap contains 1 shared pair. Carbon ends up with 8 electrons in its outer shell, a full shell. Each hydrogen has 2. Fifth, oxygen, O2. This one is trickier because oxygen forms a double bond with another oxygen atom. Each oxygen atom has 6 outer electrons and needs 2 more. They share 2 pairs of electrons, that's a double bond. In the dot and cross diagram, you draw 2 overlapping circles for the 2 oxygen atoms, and in the overlap region, you place 2 dots and 2 dot crosses, 4 electrons total, representing the 2 shared pairs. Each oxygen also has 2 lone pairs. Make sure you show all of these. Sixth, carbon dioxide, CO2. Carbon has 4 outer electrons, and each oxygen has 6. Carbon forms a double bond with each oxygen atom, so there are 2 double bonds in total. In the diagram, carbon is central, with 2 oxygen atoms on either side. Each overlap region contains 2 shared pairs. Each oxygen also has 2 lone pairs. carbon ends up with 8 electrons, 4 from each double bond. Now, once you've mastered drawing these molecules, the next thing examiners love to ask about is the properties of simple molecular substances. Why do they have low melting and boiling points? Why don't they conduct electricity? Here's the key distinction you must understand. Inside a molecule, the covalent bonds are very strong. But between molecules, the forces are very weak. These weak forces between molecules are called intermolecular forces. When you heat a simple molecular substance, you're not breaking the covalent bonds, you're overcoming these weak intermolecular forces. Because they're weak, not much energy is needed, so the melting and boiling points are low. This is one of the most common sources of confusion in exams. Candidates often say the bonds are weak when they mean the intermolecular forces are weak. The covalent bonds themselves are actually strong. Be precise, it's the intermolecular forces that are weak, not the bonds. As for electrical conductivity, simple molecular substances don't conduct electricity because they have no free electrons or ions. Electricity requires charged particles that can move. In a simple molecular substance, all electrons are held within the molecules, either in bonds or as lone pairs. None are free to carry charge. One more concept that sometimes appears in exam questions is the scale of atoms and molecules. Atoms are incredibly small, approximately 10 to the power of minus 10 meters, or 0.1 nanometers in diameter. Small molecules like water are similar in size, around 0.3 nanometers. When exam questions ask you about the order of magnitude of atoms, they're looking for you to say atoms are approximately 10 to the minus 10 meters in size. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number one, confusing covalent bonding with ionic bonding. In ionic bonding, electrons are transferred. One atom gives, one atom receives. In covalent bonding, electrons are shared. If you see a question about two nonmetals bonding together, it's covalent. Common mistake number two, incomplete dot and cross diagrams. Examiners award marks for specific features. The shared pair must be in the overlap region, all outer shell electrons must be shown, and lone pairs must not be forgotten. Common mistake number three, saying the bonds are weak when explaining low melting points. The correct answer is that the intermolecular forces are weak, the covalent bonds are strong. This distinction is worth at least one mark in most mark schemes. Common mistake number four, confusing simple molecular structures with giant covalent structures. Diamond and silicon dioxide are also covalently bonded, but they have very high melting points because you have to break many strong covalent bonds throughout the entire structure. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question one, what is a covalent bond? A shared pair of electrons between two nonmetal atoms. Question two, how many covalent bonds does oxygen form in water? Two, one with each hydrogen atom. Question three, what type of bond is found in O2? A double bond, two shared pairs of electrons. Question four, why do simple molecular substances have low melting points? Because the intermolecular forces between molecules are weak, so little energy is needed to overcome them. Question five, what is the approximate diameter of an atom? 10 to the minus 10 meters or 0.1 nanometers? Question six, why don't simple molecular substances conduct electricity? Because they have no free electrons or ions to carry charge. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. One, a covalent bond is a shared pair of electrons between two nonmetal atoms. Learn that definition word for word. Two, you must be able to draw accurate dot and cross diagrams for hydrogen, hydrogen chloride, water, methane, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. Practice these until you can draw them from memory. Three, in dot and cross diagrams, always show all outer shell electrons place the shared pair in the overlap region and include lone pairs. Four, simple molecular substances have low melting and boiling points because of weak intermolecular forces, not because the covalent bonds are weak. Five, simple molecular substances don't conduct electricity because there are no free electrons or ions. Six, atoms are approximately 10 to the minus 10 meters in diameter. That's everything for today's episode on covalent bonding. Go and practice drawing those dot and cross diagrams. That's the single most important thing you can do to prepare for this topic. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.